Janet Hoff and the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 51. Two pedestrians were struck by a vehicle near the intersection of Washington Avenue and Sunny Slope just after 3 o'clock this afternoon. Flight for Life was requested to transport one of the patients. Westbound Highway 20 was closed in the area because of the accident. No other details are available. A bill that makes sweeping changes to Wisconsin's civil service system has been formally introduced at the Capitol.
The Republican-backed legislation calls for tougher discipline standards, speeding up the hiring process, and eliminating the civil service exam job applicants are currently required to take. The sponsors, State Senator Roger Roth and Representative Jim Steinecke, say it's needed to bring the more than century-old system into the 21st century so state agencies can attract top talent. Critics worry it will only invite corruption and political cronyism to agency operations. Bill Wise, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Racine and Kenosha Unified will be among the stops next month for members of a new state legislative task force on urban education, including a look at one school in each district and a hearing at one site yet to be determined. Racine Unified Superintendent Lolly Hawes told school board members the district will have a chance to explain three critical issues related to urban education and how they affect operations.
Mental health needs of urban school districts and the students in them, the truancy issues of urban school districts, and the behavior, student behavior challenges of urban districts. So there are other topics around achievement and early childhood and other topics, but for this visit here in Racine, those are the three topics they're wanting to hear testimony.
The October 13th hearing by the State Task Force on Urban Education will start about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. The panel to pick the location with Case High School or UW Parkside suggested. Mount Pleasant residents will be getting garbage and recycling carts next year based on a vote of the village board at last night's meeting. The board voted 6-1 to enter into a 10-year contract with Advanced Disposal that would include the distribution of 65-gallon carts. Trustee Dave Groot said he's not a big fan of garbage carts.
I got a feeling that these are going to end up in front of garages, alongside garages, in front yards, and who knows elsewhere. But having said that, it is kind of nice on garbage day to see, you know, even though I think they're kind of ugly, to see at least some consistency in the ugliness as you sight down the street.
Concerns were also expressed about service at several condominium complexes where the streets are not large enough to accommodate garbage trucks. Village President Jerry Garski said a final contract that included final cost figures based on the number of residential customers in the village would come back to the board for approval. According to the 2014 Wisconsin Domestic Violence Homicide Report, 43 people lost their lives to domestic violence last year. According to the report compiled by the group End Domestic Abuse Wisconsin, the deaths were reported in 19 counties, and the victims ranged in age from 11 months to 78 years old. 10 deaths were recorded in Milwaukee County, one in Racine County, and two in Kenosha County, those deaths involving both the youngest and the oldest victims. The majority of victims of domestic violence homicide involved intimate partners who were killed after the relationship ended or when one person was taking steps to leave the relationship. Six of the deaths involved the perpetrators who committed suicide, and one was a perpetrator who was killed by law enforcement. Guns were used in 59% of domestic violence homicides. The Pleasant Prairie Village Plan Commission has approved a conceptual plan and certified survey map for a multi-tenant retail building at the northwest corner of 76th Street and 91st Avenue in the Prairie Ridge development. Corner Bakery and MOD Pizza are confirmed tenants in space for up to 5 total. Village Board approval would allow construction to start by next spring and the businesses to open in September of 2016. More than 24 burglary reports in the past 3 weeks on the north side of Racine, as the Racine Police Department sending out the message to residents reminding them about locking the doors and windows to their homes and vehicles. The affected area is between Lake Michigan and the Union Pacific Tracks and State Street to 3 Mile Road. Lieutenant Al Days is also asking anyone in the affected area with a home surveillance system to get in contact with them about anything that could help solve these crimes. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.